This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekwanya.
Just declare it to him. Faithful, faithful, righteous, 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 righteous. Ensure you are participating in the worship. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Take my spirit, my soul, my body, bring it on me. Take my spirit, my soul, my body. Great on me. Great on me. Great on me. Great on me. Declare. Great on me. Breathe on me, please breathe on me, yeah. Fresh bread of the Spirit, breathe on me, breathe on me, yeah. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, breathe on me. I've made up my mind. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we've worshipped. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Father, tonight or this morning, breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Let's leave here refreshed. Let's leave here empowered. Let's leave here renewed. Let's leave here imparted. Raise young men and women with strength, with wisdom, with intelligence. Cause that mighty man arise from this house. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please, can you be seated? Hallelujah. You are welcome to day two morning session. Let's get into the Word of God. This morning I'm teaching on Kingdom Ambassadors. Let's trust God to grant us access to wisdom. 2 Corinthians. I want to salute everyone for being here this morning. Usually morning session takes a lot of sacrifice. I salute your courage and your desire to learn of his ways. And I also salute our brethren in Kefi and those following online. The Lord honor you in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representatives for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, then he said, we pray you in Christ's stead that ye be reconciled to God. He said, now we are ambassadors of Christ, ambassadors of heaven, ambassadors of a kingdom. And you know, the concept of ambassadorship or whatever it is now is a governmental thing that usually every nation we send in representatives of their nation into other nations to represent the interest of their mother kingdom or mother nation. Now, for instance, when you get into Abuja, you see a lot of embassies, and most of those embassies are embassies of nations outside this of jurisdiction, and the assignment is to represent the interest of their country. And now the Bible interestingly calls believers ambassadors. That already should register something in your mind that you don't belong here. Is that it? You are only sent into a system, and that there is an assignment for you in that system, and you have to understand this. So the Bible tells us, Jesus speaking, he said, though we are in the world, but we are not of the world. So we are in this system, but we do not belong to this system. And this is very, very important. But we have an assignment to this system. We are sent in here from our mother kingdom, heaven, and we have an assignment to this system called the world. And every time we mention the world, I need you to know that we are talking about systems and structures that might be directly or indirectly antichrist. Are we here? I wanted to really understand so that anytime I'm mentioning the world, you should know what I'm talking about. When we talk about the world, we are talking about systems and structures that might be directly or indirectly antichrist in nature. And of course, we have two kingdoms here on earth, and the Bible also tells us that this system called the world system has a god. The Bible calls Satan the god of what? Of this world. He didn't call him the god of the earth. Please mark this. He didn't call Satan the god of the earth, because we know who owns the earth. Is that true? When you read your Bible, the Bible tells us that the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. He even tells us that the world and they that dwell therein, meaning even the human being on earth, belongs to the Lord. But that he calls Satan the god of this world. And that's very strategic. The word world there means a system that is antichrist in nature. So there is another system in this earth called the world. So we have been deployed to this system to represent the interest of our Father, to represent the interest of the kingdom that we represent. You are following, say amen. So every believer is supposed to be a representative of the kingdom of God here on earth or in the world, representing the purposes of the Father, infiltrating the systems of this world that is antichrist in nature, infiltrating those structures with the very nature, very character, and even the civilization of the kingdom where we originally belong. So this is our assignment, that we are sent here to the world to infiltrate these systems that is antichrist in nature with another civilization, another culture that is superior to that which they have. And the intention of the Father is revealed in Revelation 5 verse 10. Sorry, did I say Revelation 5:10? Revelation 11 and verse 15. Revelation 11, 15. Are we there? And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, everybody want to read, the kingdom or the systems of this world, are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And then he said, he shall reign over them forever and ever. Very powerful scripture, that this is the desire of the Father, that the kingdoms of this world, the systems of this world that are antichrist in nature, come to a point where they are under the influence, the government of the king that we represent. And this is very important. This is why the Bible calls us king and priest. So we are king priest, and then our assignment is to colonize this system called the world system. Ensure that at a point, all of these structures will begin to reflect the very character, the very civilization of the government we represent. If we don't get this done, then the essence and the goal is defeated. So the Bible calls us king priest. You are a priest, and that gives you access to interact with the realm of the spirit, but that your kingly ordination gives you access to interact with this world system. And this is very important. We will take our time to teach on that maybe as the year goes on. That the Bible calls you kings and he calls you priests. Your priestly ordination gives you access to the realm of the spirit. And then your kingly ordination gives you access to this realm. So if you only become relevant to the realm of heaven, to the realm of the spirit, and you are not relevant to this realm, you are already... let me not say disappointment to the kingdom you represent, but that you are really not fulfilling the goal. Because the desire is that when you get strength from that realm, you should now begin to legislate in this realm. Is that true? So a lot of believers pray in tongues. They are very powerful. They can cast out demons. At their presence, demons can tremble. But that when it has to do with taking over the systems of the earth, we are left behind. When it has to do with infiltrating the systems of the earth, we are left behind. So we are powerful in church, we are powerful in the spirit, but that in this world realm, we are not. And when that is the case, then it's an aberration. It's not supposed to be that way. You are still following, say amen. Remember, the Bible calls us the light of this world. Is that it? And then he calls us the salt of the earth, the salt of this system, that we are sent into the system. Listen. Not to become like them, but that to influence them, to make them become like us. So even if you were the only Christian in that organization, you still have an assignment there. Is that true? Very, very important. So you shouldn't get into the system and look like the system. You should enter into the system although you are alone. And don't say, I am just alone and there are crowd in this place. Remember in the book of Acts, it was two men that entered a country and the people started shouting, these men that turned the world upside down have come to us. Is that in your Bible? Just two men. It's like two people entering Nigeria and then the whole nation start crying. Ah, these men that have turned the whole world upside down have come to us. Two people, as against the millions of people in this nation. Let me tell you, even if it were just one Christian that is left on earth, the gospel will still spread. Do you believe what I just said? Very important. Even if it were just one Christian left, the gospel will still spread. I remember there was a time where a particular government in this nation, I think it was during the military regime, bought Bibles in trailers and were burning Bibles. An attempt to suppress Christianity. You don't kill Christianity by burning Bibles. Even before Bibles, God was in the heart of men. Is that true? Yes. Because what did they read in the book of Genesis? What did Adam read as his Bible? What did Abraham read as his Bible? But he still walked with God. Is that it? Yes. So we are talking about taking the systems of the world. We are not supposed to run away from the world. I know there is a song we used to sing. You take the whole world and give me Jesus. It depends on what you mean. But in reality, they are not supposed to take the world. We are supposed to go into the world and take the world. Is that it? Yes. So, but it depends on what you mean. If you sing it with another meaning, it's fine. But based on this context, they are not supposed to take the world. We are supposed to go into the world. Jesus told us that, and we're going to examine that extensively later. So how do we take this system? Listen, God expects and desires that every individual, every believer is a part of the seven mountains of prophecy. Let me talk on that a little. I know I've taught on that, but listen carefully. The desire of God is that everybody seated down here, and by extension, every believer around the world, is part of the seven, because this is the structure that is kept for us to take advantage of and infiltrate this world. Every believer must be part of one system, of one sphere, one mountain of prophecy or the other. Is very important. And of course, we know that there are how many mountains? There are seven mountains. Let's just run over them. Number one is what? Help me, because I it's not part of my outline. Number one, mountain of what? The mountain of religion. This talks about those who are called into the fivefold, and maybe by extension, those who are called extensively into the music ministry. Thank you, Mercy, for blessing us. Amen. Extensively called into the music ministry, not just being a choir member. Say amen. Because you can be a choir member, and this is not to downplay whatever it is. Now listen, you can be a choir member and it's not really a call into music. Is that it? It can just be an avenue for kingdom service. Everybody say kingdom service. Just like an usher or someone in prayer department or a counselor. You see it now, is an avenue for kingdom service. You cannot come and say my call is to be an usher or my life assignment is to be an usher. I've taught you before, let me just touch on many things now. I've taught you before that whatever you call your life assignment must meet four criteria. Number one, that assignment must come directly from God. Number one criteria, you can't call it purpose. You can't call it my assignment. You can't call it my ministry if it doesn't meet these four conditions. Number one, it must come directly from God. You received it from God. Number two, it must get to you. Personally, you received it, not like somebody came and looked at you and say your haircut makes you look like a prophet, and then you now go and write on a poster prophet XYZ. Hope you know there are things like that happening. Or someone look at you and say you are an evangelist and you don't even know anything about it. They are only telling you now. God did not talk to you. You didn't hear anything. There is no personal voice from God. You only heard somebody say you are this, and then you now wake up and print poster and put it there boldly, evangelists, and anybody that dare calls you brother, you warn them and tell them, see, I know my office. I'm not confused about what God have called me to do. I am evangelist. Call your name. You don't want to call your name. So you must receive it firsthand. So how about people talking to me and telling me this? Whatever anybody is telling you should be a confirmation to what you have heard. In the New Testament, prophecy is confirmation. It's not revelation, as it were. It's not that somebody is trying to tell you what you don't know. They are only trying to tell you or confirm what you are already aware of. That's what prophecy is in the New Testament. So it must get to you firsthand. Then number three, it must leave you to your audience, wherever that audience is, to your world or your generation. And it leaves you as value. It doesn't leave you with exactly what you got from God. It now leaves you as value to your generation. You are providing value. Then number four, whether that value was sold or it was given free, it must have a way of returning back to you as a reward. If it doesn't meet these four conditions, it's not purpose. Did you understand what I just said? That if at the end of whatever you are doing, it doesn't have the ability to put food on your table, whether by selling that value or giving it out free, it doesn't qualify to be called your life assignment. So I'm an usher. Let me use ushers again. Don't feel bad, ushering department. You are doing your work. Say amen. But now you say my call is to be an usher. Do you get paid for being an usher? Is there a reward system attached to that? Of course, God can bless whatever you are now doing, but that directly, it doesn't come back to you as a reward. Is that true? Same thing applies to a choir member. But now imagine you are now in worship team, and that's really your life's assignment. God have called you to do that. We expect that eventually, few things should begin to happen to you. You should begin to receive songs. Is that true? And then maybe now begin to wax album. And when you wax those albums, do you give them for free? So somehow reward is beginning to come. Even if you give them for free, listen carefully. Somebody can listen to your song and get blessed and look for you. Is that it? And say, no, this guy song blessed me. They just dashed me this CD. I don't even know who gave it to me, but the song has blessed me. There is a contact here. He might call and say, are you the person that wrote these songs? And that is say, yes, please send me your account number. Now, you didn't sell that value, but it still have a way of returning back to you as what? Shout reward. You understand what I've been saying so far? Say amen. Same thing applied to a man of God. We are still in the first mountain. No, we have to run. We have to run. Same thing applies to a pastor. I'm teaching you now, and then you are not paying me except that you gave offering to the Lord. Say amen. I'm not on salary. The ministry does not pay me. So question, how do I survive? Now, I've been by privilege able to bless a lot of people here and there. And there are people I don't even know that can just wake up and then send things to my account. And I don't even know who they are. So how to even appreciate them is a problem. I just go and pray and say, Lord, bless whoever send this. And that's the end of it. I didn't sell my messages. I didn't put them to sell on whatever. But then he still have a way of rewarding me. Is that true? Yes. That's what makes anything to be called purpose. If it doesn't have a way of returning back to you as a reward. So how about somebody calling to business? Let's use that as a second. I think that's the second mountain. Is it supposed to be among them? Economy, business. Now you are called into the business world. You cannot be a businessman without giving value. Is that it? There is something you are giving out. And of course, let's assume you have a supermarket. Or let's use First Lady's store, for instance. First Lady has a store. You don't go there to pick a jewelry or to pick a bag and pray in tongues. Although she's apostle's wife, she's also a pastor. You don't go there and say, woman of God, brandeleba shadabaka. And then you pick two bags, and then you are walking away. You even tell her, package it for me. And you walk away. No, sir. You must drop something. Is that it? Yes. You do that and start speaking in tongues while going, they will talk to the security to arrest you at the down floor. Yes. So you are giving out something and it's returning back to you as value. The second system or the second mountain is the mountain of economy. You must be part. If we finish mentioning the seven and you are not part of anyone, start praying, start crying. Did you hear what I just said? Yes. We are just in number two. Some of you already have found your place. We talked about religion, right? Now we are talking about economy, talking about the business world. And that one, a lot of people are supposed to belong there. Number three is what? Family life, right? Relationship and family life. is also part of it. There are people who are specially called into that sphere to coach people in marriages. In fact, there are marriage counselors you meet, and there is a fee you have to pay for meeting them. Is that true? Yes, recently I heard one of the major ones we have in Nigeria, per session, I think per hour is $600. Sitting with him for 1 hour to talk to him is $600. And that is fair. He's still a pastor. He preaches for free. But when you come to place demand on that one, you will have to pay. And imagine he writes books on relationship. Are you going to get them for free? No, sir. Imagine his messages are on YouTube and you go and listen to, you think you are listening for free, but your data is doing something. Are we still here? Same thing applies to somebody whose song is online. You think you are listening to the song for free, but something is happening to your account, and then to his account simultaneously. So the third is family life, marriage. Number four is what? Media. I hope you understand this marriage thing. Don't just wake up and say, I'm a marriage counselor, and you are saying nonsense. Ensure that you have what to say, because people can do that. You confuse everybody that come for marriage counseling. Then number four, media. In fact, right now it looks like media is controlling the world. Oh yes. Little information on media. People in UK are already telling you, are you the one I saw? Or this and that and that. There are people that's here. And do you know that Satan also have evangelists right now on social media? Yes. I'm going to talk about that later, because many of us here are scared of going into media. We are scared. Meanwhile, the world is making a hell of money, even from us. So somebody can just cut part of my teaching now, and then he won't even complete it. He will just cut the aspect that will make sense to him, and he will just put one apostle around Nazareth State. Now he's doing XYZ, and then he's even the son to Apostle Joshua Selman. Put that together now. Traffic has come. Before evening, you see 500 views. You think that 500 views is just for nothing? Money has gone into his account. True or false? Somebody said $100. They even pay in dollars. So they will, you see, when you go online and see people say things against men of God and churches, it's not just because they are trying to badmouth the church. They are looking for money. Shout money. That's what they are looking for. You think they really have interest in the church? Some of those people go to church services. You don't understand what I'm saying. I mean, how do they know that Dr. Paul Inenche said XYZ? They will go and cut that. They listen to messages. At times they go to that service. At times after the message, they sit at home and listen to the entire message. They are even shouting amen to the one that blesses them. Then the one that will create traffic, they will cut it and put online to get your money. You are still in church, say amen. Apostle, is this what you are teaching this morning? You just follow me. Anywhere I stop, I stop. This is a conference. Say amen. So media. Some of us are supposed to get in there with aggression. How about creating a... let me not be faster than my shadow. Father, grant me grace. What's the fourth or fifth mountain now? Education. Right now in the U.S., they no longer teach CRK and all of these religious things. In fact, they no longer pray. Right now is a serious issue. The moment their current president came in, they banned prayer in school. Can you imagine that? But they still do clubbing and whatever it is you want to do in school, do. But for prayer, stopped. And right now they say in America, we don't have two gender. You can choose to be any gender of your choice, and you can go for surgery to do things to your body that makes you align to that gender you've chosen. So we don't have two gender. And all of these things are demonic things being taught to children. So an average child growing in America now don't believe we have male and female. They believe male and female and other genders. Can you see the evil that is happening right now? Education. Now some of you here are called into that line. You have to crave to rise to the peak of it so that you can be able to influence the curriculum. If you don't get to that point, believe me, you are not yet doing anything serious. You might only influence your class. But how about becoming the minister of education? How about insisting I'm not just called to be a classroom teacher. I don't just love teaching, but I will insist. I will do my NCE. I will go to the university. I'll do my PhD. I will trust God for grace and influence to rise to a point where I can influence the curriculum of children. How about coming to that point? It's also a sphere. Because you know the strategy of the enemy now is getting them young. Yes. One time I was watching a magic award. Someone sent it to me. He said, Apostle, watch this. A magic award. Do you know what that means? I mean, magicians will come on stage. Just like Mercy came and ministered. Mercy now will be a magician. Do you understand that kind of thing? She will come and do some things and then do magic. All of us will shout, wow. Then the next person, magician Dogara, God forbid, will just come up and then do his own magic and then will clap. Then magician next. I mean, that's how they will line up and do their magic. At the end, will now award who is the best magician. I was watching it and I was amazed that there is such a thing called magic award. Can you imagine that? And even young children are coming and displaying powers. Brother, in this last age, you don't have power. Stop talking. No. There are people you can never witness to. English is not enough. Now they show the path. This is where my story is driving to. They show a particular path where children were seated and they were jumping and excited. And guess what was written on top of the gallery where they were? Feed the children. You will just see feed the children and not know what it means. What are you feeding them with? What are you feeding? A lot of children, all of them kept there. Feed the children. Feed them with what? That Satan is all out getting them young. If God leads you to children ministry now, you will think you are not relevant because they are not bringing honorarium. Let me tell you, if you have that assignment, you will be very surprised that the day you enter heaven, you might sit on the same throne with some heavy men of God right now in this world. It's also an assignment. Where are we? We're talking about media or education. That's number five. Number six is what? Politics. Wow. Nigeria just finished. We are still in the middle of an emotional and political. Only God knows how to describe it. Do you understand? It looks like believers are shying away from politics and allowing them and saying whatever it is, you just do your thing. And the moment they get in there, they make laws that affect us. How about having sound believers? I'm not talking about getting there and forgetting who mentored you, or getting there and forgetting that you even gave your life to Christ, or at the gate of entering there you collect your life from Jesus and enter. No, I'm talking about entering there and you are really sound, well built to represent the purposes of God. Some of you here are going to be politicians. You are praying in tongues thinking you're going to be a pastor. No, some of you like that, are like that. Every time we are praying in tongues, the way you are praying and shouting, you think eventually God will say ministry. You are going to be surprised. You will start seeing yourself talking to people with crowd and microphone, and you think you are called to be an apostle, and God will tell you which kind of apostle. That was campaign. That was a campaign rally. Some of you will see yourself with microphone, have to really ask God, who was I talking to? What gathering was it? Because some of it can be campaign rally. Now you don't wake up and put apostle to your name. Hallelujah. Because this microphone can be used in any... Yes. I saw somebody hand over the microphone to me. I didn't know who it was. But as I got the microphone, I saw crowd. Question, what gathering? Was it a presidential rally? Politics. It's not a dirty game. It is those in it that makes it dirty. You can choose to go in there and change the narrative. Very, very important. Number seven is what now? Art and entertainment. Art and entertainment. I think that's where all of this comedy and all of this thing come under. Some of you might be dear. Sport. Wrestling. All of this fighting. I wonder why somebody will go and is just getting beaten for nothing. I don't think. Though I like watching the wrestling thing, I think it's one of the things I like watching once in a while. And I used to just wonder why somebody will be beaten for nothing. You will enter the ring willingly. And you are seeing the person bigger than you, but you see enter willingly. And they beat the hell out of you and you are saying, no way. Hallelujah. But that's it. Art and entertainment. If God has given you strength here, don't fight people in your neighborhood. Go and join boxing. Join wrestling. Join all of that. Exert the strength in the right direction. So that you can even bring money and revenue. Do you understand? Don't be beating people around your neighborhood for nothing. Join where after fighting, you will receive something. Don't fight for free. Right now, people are fighting for money. Why will you be fighting for free? Beating people in the neighborhood for nothing? No, go to where after fighting, they will still give you honorarium. Do you understand? Now, if you can't see yourself in any of these seven we have mentioned, you need to start crying to God, where do I belong? Because everybody must belong to one of these. Everybody. These are the system God has kept in place for us to infiltrate the systems of the world. It's very important. Hallelujah. Wow. So how do I effectively represent the King and His kingdom? Let's just see a few of them and then we trust God to pray. Number one, make up your mind to go into the world. Make up your mind to go into the world. Make up your mind to go into the world. Mark 16 and verse 15. And he said unto them, this is Jesus speaking, go ye into what? Into all the world. The word world there is cosmos, the social systems, the structures, the ones we just mentioned now. Art, entertainment, government, politics, the social arrangement of the world. The Bible is saying, go into all the systems of the world. Don't leave anyone out. Go into all of them. You have an assignment as you go into them. It is to preach. And the word preaching here is not really, or does not only mean talking to people and saying, repent for the kingdom of God has come. No. You can also preach by representing the purposes of God in that sphere. You can even preach without talking. Is that it? Yes. Preach the gospel to every creature. So make up your mind. I am going into the world. Don't remain in church. The Bible did not call us the light of the church. He called us the light of the world. That's really where the work is. If you remain in church, you are not really going to bring so much effect to the kingdom. Imagine we are all light. We are all bulbs in this place. And then we all gather with that amount of... I think it would be too much for this building. Is that true? Yes. So we are carrying so much in church. So why do we gather in church week in, week out? We come every Sunday to be built, to be equipped, to be prepared, so that we can go to the world and represent the purposes of the King. That's really what it is. So if we keep gathering in church every day, and then we forget about what is happening in the world, one of these days, let me tell you what will happen. They will come and lock our churches and there won't be services. At least coronavirus taught us that it can happen. You saw it. Our churches were locked. Nobody entered them. The buildings were kept. And at that point, everybody was surprised that something can really happen that will shut down churches. It happened. So at that point, how do we reach out? Imagine churches are closed and there are no buildings. Are we going to fold our hands? The Bible says, go into the world. Not into the churches, into the world. Into the various spheres. Some of you might have to start praying, Lord, where do I belong? In these seven mountains that we have called now, where exactly do I belong? And then get yourself ready to go in there with force. You are still here, say amen. And when we talk about going into the world, we don't mean go and be like them. I've said it earlier. You are going in there to colonize them. make them become like you. You are going in with certain values, with standards. Infiltrate those systems. Hallelujah. Put up the book of Matthew 5 from verse 14. I think that's where the Bible talks about being the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Then he said, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So stop hiding yourself. Some of you are super intelligent. Some of you are super gifted. There are things God has put in your spirit, in your inside, but that you have decided to hide yourself. Even in church, people hide their giftings. They hide themselves. I don't want to be part of them. I don't want to be part of the world. In fact, there are people resigning from companies simply because I'm the only Christian. One of our young men sent me a text recently. He said, Apostle, I'm working with a company and I look like the only person there that is a believer. I want to resign. I said, resign for what? And they just promoted him, earning a lot of money. I said, resign for what? God kept you in that system for various reasons. Number one, represent his kingdom. And number two, learn the wisdom that is at work in that place. Let me tell you, there are times we might have to go down to Egypt to learn the wisdom of Egypt. Is that it? Yes. Don't just say, everybody here, from my boss to everybody, are atheists. They are not Christians. I want to resign. No, sir. No, sir. God kept you there for many reasons. Number one, let them see the integrity of the kingdom. Number two, begin to study the systems that are at work in that place. I told him, you are not resigning. Until you can reproduce the result of that company when you leave, you are not resigning. That's what I told him. If you leave there today, can you set up another company that will do exactly what they are doing and even better? If you don't have it yet, please don't leave. Look at Jesus talking in John 17, 15. And now, O Father, glorify John 17, 15, right? I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. So my prayer is not that you should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the system, the evil that is in the world. Let's read through 18. Don't take them out of the world. You are about running away from the world system. And God is saying, I'm not praying that you should live there. Remain there. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. But he said, you should not be taken out of that world. Remain there. Then he says, sanctify them through thy truth, and thy word is truth. So although they are in the midst of a corrupt system, but they are purified. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the same world. So make up your mind to go into the world. Some of you might eventually, from this conference, the end of this conference, you might have to start having board meetings with directors and people who are not even Christians. Brother, sit there and let them see the wisdom of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You can be part of the system and not compromise. Do you understand? Yes. This is a believers' conference, and these are the kind of things that should be taught. Because a lot of folks now, an average believer that is on fire is beginning to see altar and microphone. An average believer, very intelligent in physics and chemistry, but then no way, because he caught one little fire, he's forgetting physics and chemistry. If God is really the one saying that, we understand. But if God is not saying it, can you use, you know, while I was preparing this message, I had to go online and I realized that 98 of the major scientists that invented things were Christians. Some of them, even Faraday, some of them were elders in church, some of them deacons, children of pastors. I had to study a lot of them with different names. Even the one that invented this battery cell, all of them are believers. Believers. Now, believers are running away from those kind of things. Simply because we think that is an easy route. Let me just be a man of God so that at least I can sit back. Somebody can dash me a house for free. Brother, before they dash you a house, you would have almost died. If you think it comes that easy, ask those who are pastors. People think being a pastor is an easy route. I'm telling you, it's not easy. If I'm offending you, we will settle after now. Even as a man of God, there is no restriction going into the world. Huh? Yes. Personally, I do real estate too. Some of you don't know. Maybe I have to just tell you. I buy lands. I do that. You think it's just preaching? Or you think I don't touch the offering here? I'll be your offering here. If I touch your offering, all of these things happening here cannot happen. No, you know it cannot happen. And even how much is the offering? I've told people again and again, if God did not say I should be massacre, you think this is where I would do ministry? Is there money here? Some of you are looking now. At least I know that God have given little grace. Brother, I would have looked for where there is money. So that even if it's just 100 people you see in church, at the end of counting the offering, we are in massacre here, ministry with young people. At times, do you know how many people's school fees I pay? I'm doing ministry here is responsibility as far as I'm concerned. I pay school fees, I pay rent, I do all kinds of things, start up businesses for people. And it's not just to blow my trumpet. I'm telling you that if God did not say I should be here, I wouldn't have been here. No, this is not where I would have stayed. So if I was depending on what is happening here, I would have died by now. So even as a man of God, no restriction going into the world. Do you know that most of our fathers in this land who are men of God are into real businesses? They might not tell you on the altar. I'm telling you now. Some of them have schools. Are the schools free? Some of them have private jets. Do you know they lease them out? Believe what I'm telling you. I know a particular one that has a private jet. He was saying, I don't even know the last time I flew it. Because it's in the market. Per trip is $14,000. I mean a trip within Nigeria. So you have a private jet. Somebody is renting it or leasing it from here to, let's say, Enugu. And they are paying $14,000. And if it will bring him back another $14,000. You think that's not business? Call it another name. Let me hear. You might not hear these things. Some of them are into real business. You just sit back and think it's church offering. No, a lot of them have integrity. They have derived other means to stay in wealth even without touching all of this. So as a man of God, don't just sit back and say my own. No. Go into the world. Go into the world. You are a believer. Don't just sit back and be a liability. Go into the world. There is something you can do. You are learning something. Say amen. This is very important. Very important. Now, while you get into the world, number two, find your jurisdiction. We just talked about the seven mountains now. The next thing to do, you really want to represent God after making up your mind to go into the world. Find your jurisdiction. Now, listen. When starting out in life, Ecclesiastes 9:10 might have to be your reality. Put up the scripture. I've taught on this before. Listen, while starting out in life, this might have to be a reality. The first line, one to read. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy mind. Listen carefully. While starting out in life, you might not exactly know where God wants you to be. But whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. So you start out by, maybe you even teach in a primary school. From teaching in a primary school, they give you one job in one fashion house. From there, you pick another job. I mean, you are everywhere. But in reality, we know that that's not where you belong. There is an exact assignment for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? For many of us, that's the stage we are right now. Where you are working is not really your jurisdiction of assignment. But it doesn't mean you should quit the job. Remain there for a while you are preparing to now launch into your exact sphere. Whatsoever, most times when you graduate from school, that's how it starts. The first job they give you might be completely out of it. Start there. Whatsoever. whatsoever. You might have to start in life with whatsoever before you now find your exact jurisdiction. Like Jeremiah, before I formed you, I knew you. Jeremiah 1:4 down. I have ordained you to be a prophet. But that what was he doing before this word came? He was doing whatsoever. Is that it? Yes. Like Isaiah. Was he Isaiah? The one they put the mantle on and he started following the prophet. Elisha. He was farming. He was doing something. But that was not the original assignment. But the man was diligent, committed to farming. That even if you don't know what it is now, whatever your hand finds to do, do it very well. But that the next thing to do is to find the exact jurisdiction of your assignment. We are the Christian chefs. We are the kingdom fashion designers. We are they. We are the kingdom tech guys. Men that are going into the world of the internet. I mean, going there to do things. Build websites. Build softwares. Build apps. We are they. Some of you might have to go and take those courses. God has been talking to you about this thing. Abuja is very close to you here. They do those courses 6 months, 3 months, and already you are building things online. How about exploring all of those things? Don't sit back. Some of you are super intelligent. You can do this. Find your sphere. Some of you might be politicians. Find your sphere. Then the next thing, go for training. After finding where you belong, go for training. You can't tell me you are everywhere. No. You can be everywhere for a while, but after a while, we expect that you should find an exact place of your assignment. Then when you find it, go for training. Nobody ever outgrows the need for training. No one ever outgrows training. Remember Proverbs 22 verse 6, the Bible said, train up a child in the way he should go. Of course, I know the general context really means a literal child, but that it can also be an amateur. Train up an apprentice, train up a novice, train him up, go for training, build yourself. When companies employ people, they train them. Is that it? Yes. Now write this down. The hallmark of training is capacity development. The whole essence, the hallmark of training is capacity development. Keep going for upgrade. Keep going for upgrade. This morning session is like a seminar. Keep going for upgrade. There will always be something new coming up. Is that true? Those of us who are called into fashion, called into all of those things, there is always something new on board. Always something new. If you have to go for seasonal upgrade, please do that. Do that. Refuse to be celebrated by a few individuals and they are clapping for you and you feel that's it. Let's use a fashion designer, for instance. I think they are the common now. Fashion designer, what again? Ketra, what again? Huh? Makeup artist. If everybody you are making up is a village bride. My dear, even if the whole village has gathered and clapped for you and celebrated you, you are not there yet. You are not there yet. Huh? Or you are a caterer. Every cake they ask you to do, they are taking it to the village for one wedding. Every cake. It's only villagers that are putting demand on your cake. Let me tell you. You have to come to a point where you are now serving kings. If you don't get to that point, don't stop upgrading yourself. Don't stop upgrading. Keep going for trainings. Even Jesus was training the temple with scriptures. Is that in your Bible? The Bible says he will often go into the temple to read. He was training scriptures. Don't ever come to a point where you stop going for upgrade, brother. And do you know that most of the people you are learning from might not be Christians? Let's go to that point again. They might not be believers. In fact, some of them, I tell you, I don't even believe in God. Outrightly, I don't believe in God. But you are not going there because of that. There is something you are supposed to learn. There is something you're supposed to learn. Why will God take Moses down to Egypt? Many times when believers went down to Egypt, it was because of hunger. But for this kind of, the sake of Moses, it was to learn wisdom. Learn the wisdom of Egypt. Some of them are super intelligent and good at what they do. How about sitting with them and truly learning it? Don't say, I know me, oh, if you are not a Christian, I won't learn under you. Let me tell you, go for mentorship. Go for training. Look for a mentor in that sphere. Don't just be alone. You are trying everything by yourself and doing everything alone. No. So even if something new is coming up, you are not aware at all. Go for upgrade. Do you know, even God trains people. John the Baptist was trained, and look at his training. John the Baptist was supposed to start baptizing people, everybody. That baptism you saw John the Baptist doing was not really, really necessary. Let me tell you, it was only a strategy given to him to find who Jesus was. Are you aware? That was all. So everybody is going to come for baptism, and Jesus too will come one day. So while you are baptizing everybody, be careful. Because one of these days you are going to baptize Jesus. And do you know that the moment Jesus was baptized, that was almost the end of his ministry? Baptism stopped. So why was he really, really? He would have preached the gospel without baptizing anybody. Be in the wilderness and keep shouting, repent. They would have still gone there to listen. So why baptizing people? It was a strategy given to him. Let me even show you from scripture. 1:29. God trains people. Some of you are going through a lot of training now by God. The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel before I am come, baptizing with water. Manifest to Israel. So take it back to that verse first. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, am I come baptizing. So I came baptizing with water so that we can find this guy. Look at the next verse. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. I didn't know him before now. I came baptizing and watching, and I saw the Spirit descend. And the moment I saw that, I knew that he was the one. Two more verses. I knew him not. John is saying again, I didn't know Jesus from the beginning. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me. Look at this now. This is his training. The Lord was training him and telling him how to find Jesus. The same person that sent me to baptize with water said unto him, upon whomever thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which will baptize with the Holy Ghost. Then verse 34. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Training. God will never use a man even without training. Never. Never. Some of you might have to go and start taking up new courses. It might cost you money, but please take it. I was challenging I don't know if it was the workers here. I said, how about becoming the best caterer? How about that? That when we are calling number 1, 2, 3 chefs in this local government or in this axis, you are among them. When we are calling number 1 fashion design, not just sitting down and then becoming a mediocre. When we are calling number 1, 2, 3, somebody must recommend you and say, see, if you are, just go to that place, that lady there is good. How about that? They are recommending a lawyer. How about recommending and saying, this person, just go to the person, it's solved. How about that? Must you always be at the back? Or let's say they are even recommending a ministry. Somebody just move in into your city. I don't know. I've attended a few churches, but Kai, I'm still missing where I'm coming from. How about somebody saying, what did you say? You say you are looking for a church? so-so place. Go there. If you don't meet what you want, come back and ask me. And the person truly goes for one service and return back saying, thank you, thank you. The moment I entered there, I knew I found a place. Some of you, that's happened to you. How about that? Must you always be the mediocre? A lot of people think that being a Christian means to be a mediocre. In fact, that's what is becoming right now. As though being a Christian, you are a nuisance. You are a disturbance to people. And of course, it should be like that. If all you do is every night wake up and disturb neighborhood with prayer, and in the daytime you are not productive, you are still looking for food from them. Think about that. I heard of one, somebody was sharing with me, his neighbor. He wakes up every 12 and pray till 4, non-stop every day. He will bind and bind, including his neighbors. Yes, so life story. Any neighbor that is against me, that don't want me to pray, I bind them. He will bind and bind everybody. And in the daytime, his 4 children are crying for hunger, going up and down. And if you as the neighbor give them food, he will insult you and collect that food and throw it away. That one is a nuisance. He's a disturb. They should even take him out of that house. If I'm the landlord and I know of that, I will give you quit notice. Even give you your money back. Leave that house. You pray in tongues. In the daytime, you are not productive. You don't do anything. No. And it should not be like that with believers. We just hide under the guise of spirituality. You pray in tongues and fill with the Holy Ghost and this and that and that. And what else can you do? Imagine today there is no praying in tongues. Now, do you know that if something just happened, let's say, okay, God say, all right, today, oh, no more church. A lot of people will become useless, respectively speaking. I'm telling you, even some pastors too will not know what next to do with their lives, because all they have been doing is just within, they can't do any other thing. And even what they are doing, it's not like they are doing it well, oh. Because any pastor that is really pastoring well will look for something else to do apart from this. We say there is no church today. Some intending pastors will cry for 1-3 months. Do you understand? How about God? You would have allowed me to test of this oil. At least test a little of whatever our fathers are enjoying. Why will you just cut this thing short? What else should I do now? Because all the while you are in prayer department, you were just eyeing the altar, my brother. What else can you do? What else? How about going for training? Let's say you are an engineer. How about being the best engineer, the best architect, the best doctor? Diligent in what you do. How about that? Must you always do everything haphazardly and then you are just off? Everybody shout training. Yes. Paul said he was a tent maker, and at the same time he was a lawyer, and at the same time he was a preacher. How many things? Three. A lawyer, a tent maker, and a preacher. You, how many do you have doing? You can be in more than one sphere. Don't just say it's religion and that's all, or it's education and that's all. You can diversify as the Lord grants permission. You can do that. Hallelujah. Number 4 is like onto number 3. Contend for excellence and competence. When you go for training, that's what you are looking for. You want to be good at what you do. You want to be exceptional. You want to be excellent. Excellent. How excellent is your name? Even God is excellent. You go to heaven, the streets of heaven are made of gold. Excellence. 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 That's why I love COSA. Huh? If you enter COSA and say they are not excellent, you are a witch. Huh? You enter COSA and say they are not excellent, you are a witch, and you are not from this kingdom. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. You see, this excellence thing, but is first a spirit. Because even with little, you can still be coordinated. You can still be coordinated. Must you be disorganized? People enter your shop. Your cloth is hang on your shop. Oh. Then your singlet is somewhere around where. Think about that kind of thing. Think about that kind of thing. Every believer must be an excellent person. Believe me, that's my submission. Every believer, even in the way you dress, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself around, you must be an excellent person. Excellent. Competent. If someone gives you a job, deliver with excellence. Because right now, believers don't do that again. You can give believer a work, a believer, give him a contract. And believe me, you go and use inferior materials and just haphazardly do one thing and keep for you and walk away. When you complain, you say, we are brothers in Christ. What do you mean by brothers in Christ? What do you mean by brothers in Christ? Everybody shout excellence. Daniel 6 verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which shall be over the whole kingdom. Next verse. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the prince might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Next verse. And then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes. Why? Because an excellent spirit was in him. And because of that, the king thought to set him over the whole realm. So even among the three presidents, he was still supposed to be ahead of all of them. Ahead of all of them. And you need to even find out who these princes were. Some of them were magicians. Are you aware? Astrologers. Some of them were necromancers. I mean, intercoursing with the realm of the spirit. But Daniel was still set above them because of an excellent spirit. People don't want my business to succeed. Can I tell you, many times it's because you are not doing well. It's not because anybody is fighting you. It might just be that you are not doing well. You know, when you are very excellent, people don't care your tribe. I've said it a countless time. They don't care your tribe. When you are good at what you do, they don't care your tribe. They just want to have that product from you, and that's all. They might even be insulting you and say, this guy, his prices are too high, but they will still come back to you. Some of you have done that before. This lady, when she makes clothes, she's too expensive, but you are still carrying your clothes here because you know that after you collect your clothes, no more adjustment. Is that it? Some of you know what I'm saying. I saw one cake one day for one wedding. It was the people outside, when they saw that cake, they said, this cake cannot enter this. They had to decide to help buy an urgent cake to replace the one somebody brought as a gift to be. Why will cake look like swallow? Why? No, why? You say you are a caterer. You went and met swallow. After praying, please deliver excellence. No, after praying, don't just pray and then expect the Holy Ghost to now do the rest. No, after praying, he has given you a mind that is sound and intelligent. Deliver excellence. Deliver it. Hallelujah. Whether as a man of God, whether as a music minister, whether as a fashion designer, whether as an engineer, whatever it is. One of our ladies here taught in a school. I think that was her IT for 6 months. At the end of it, she was awarded the best for being with them for just 6 months. The best. How about that? You enter a place, you just stamp your feet there. Excellence, competence. If you are stepping out of that place, everybody should stand. How about that? You enter a place and leave, everybody's like, when are you going? All right, oh, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye. And they are even happy that you are going. Insist. Be good at what you do. Be good at what you do. Hallelujah. And then the next, package and market your product with excellence. You might be very good, but packaging matters. It matters. Package your product with excellence. Now you are becoming productive, and that's very beautiful. Productivity means you are converting your ideas, your value into real goods and services, and you are giving it out. How about doing it with excellence? Package it well. Let your store be very excellent. Let your workplace be very clean and neat. Even the packaging, they are designing a logo for you. The logo look like somebody's about to fight the business. No, we do a lot of things and we just settle for all kinds of things. They are designing a banner or a flex for you, for your business. Maybe you do little chops and all the food are looking as if they want to attack whoever is eating them. No. Why will your design always look like you are from the 20th century? How about upgrading? Who is your designer? No, who is designing it for you? Hallelujah. Many times I vet all of the designs our media team do, and they can bear witness. At times I'll tell them I'm not okay with this. There was time they will be troubled and say, we did this, but that's it. Do another one. Why must the design look like we are in a village? No, why? Contend for excellence. If you have to pay and get it done well. You are about marketing it, because we are going to talk about marketing it online now. You can't go online with mediocrity. There is high level of competition there. In fact, do you know that what people see online about you is what even they believe about? Forget about whatever is really there. What you project is what they believe. That's what they believe. Hallelujah. This is very important. Package your product very well, very well. Look for a way. You are selling fruit drinks. How about going for customized bottles? Find a way to cork the bottle. Not that the bottle, you can just turn it like this and it opens. And whether somebody have opened it and sip little and close, nobody knows. Who will buy from you? No, who will buy from you? It is very cheap. You can get the customized rubber. Buy the machine. Ensure the head is properly sealed. There are things we can do, but at times it's just laziness. We are contented with being in that environment. We don't want to go beyond that environment. Hallelujah. Content for excellence. Ask questions. Look out for those who are doing something better. If you have to go and sit and learn, sit and learn. A dear lady sent me some shoes yesterday. She makes them herself. The moment first lady brought one out, I didn't even know it was sent for me. I said, my God, what's this? Who's? Very beautiful. Makes them herself. Properly finished. I'm not saying that you went and made a shoe, you polish it, you see the edges coming like this, and then, no, properly finished. Looking very foreign. How about that? If everybody buying is from your angua, I mean your territory, your environment, where you stay, you are not yet there. You are not yet there. I heard Pastor David Ogweli of Dominion City talking about a man that makes his clothes. That the man used to be in Lagos. The rent was too much and all of that. He decided to go back to his village in the east. So he went and started using his father's house. I think his father died and left a very big house or something. He started using the house. So he makes the clothes from his father's house in the village, project them online, and he supplies them to kings in Lagos and in Abuja and in various places. Where you are is not the problem. It's what you are doing that is really the problem. Don't tell me you can be in the village. You just do the right thing. Let people see one of it outside. They will look for you. Where Habal is, where do they stay? You see a man drive his jeep. He will even park somewhere and pull his shoe and cross the river. They will tell him, you are not yet here. Keep your car here. 1 hour trek. And the man will trek and still go there and sit. The Habalist will tell him, welcome. Pull your shoe. Wholeheartedly. What are you looking for? Value. If people can look for the Habalist in the bush, where you stay, there are even people there. You are still complaining you are in the bush. You are not in the bush. What you are doing is really, it belongs to the bush. What you are doing. Because if it belongs to the city, people from the city will look for you there. Didn't they look for John the Baptist? Excellence. Just ensure you are good at what you do. See, I'm challenging you. Don't settle. Some of us are still very young. The way you are doing things like an old man is even a concern right now. Someone gives you a work to do. It will take 4, 5, 10 days. You've not done it. The person come and you are still lying. And I told us yesterday, we don't rise by lies. We rise by light. You don't use lies to cover up. You pray in tongues at night and lie in the daytime. Then even when you want to deliver the work, it's still half done. It's not even proper. They say, man must work. Part of the money. You keep working your tomorrow. And see how it goes. Hallelujah. Some of us are very good. By now you should have had a page online where you market your product. And just in case you are not yet very good, don't create any page. You don't need it. Don't market mediocrity. Don't say because Apostle told us, market your product. You now go and put, and people be asking, who are you? You think they want to compliment you? It's an insult that follows next. What I ordered versus... Hallelujah. Yes. You have to go online, go. But ensure you are very prepared, you are very equipped. Let your content be very excellent. Very excellent. Very. It could be your ministry. If God has granted you grace, package your things very well, go online. When you have what to say, present it very well. It's very, very important. Hallelujah. Number six, and then we pray. Learn to manage money. Learn to manage money. You are getting blessed. Say amen. Amen. Let me show us two scriptures. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 12. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 12. For wisdom is a defense, and money is also a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that find it. So money is a defense. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. The last line read, but money answered how many things? All things. Brother, you need money. Tell yourself, I need money. I'm telling you, you need money. And do you know many of you have gotten the money? It's just that you don't even know how to manage it. Money is coming, but you don't know how to manage it. When you don't have money, you are literally sad. You are not happy. In fact, there are people walking in purpose. They are spiritually sound. They are healthy. The only thing that has not crystallized yet is money. But they still tell you nothing is working. No, do you understand? Yes. I mean, I was teaching someone that are four major areas or five you should really, really pay attention to. Number one, your spiritual life. And many of us are doing well spiritually. Number two, your health, bodily health. Don't say it doesn't matter, brother. This body you are carrying is the only permission you have to be in this realm. Are you aware? The day your spirit chooses to be tired of your body or tired of the way you are treating and it steps out of your body, what do you call that? Death. You are gone. A body has thou prepared me. The way you treat this, your body matters. Some of you, you don't... Lord, let me not talk. Have mercy. But treat your body well. That's the second thing you have to pay attention to, your body. The anointing is important. I saw a man, I think he was from Namibia, one of these countries, that they said he was to fast for 40 days and he died along the way. 40 days dry. Do you understand? He died before completing it. I'm sure he will go to heaven and he'll be scalded. That's if at all he gets there. Your body. Then number three, your purpose, your life assignment. Pay attention to it. Know what you are called to do. Pay attention to it. Number four is relationships. Pay attention to relationships. Then the last is money. And all of these four is what eventually produces the last one, that is money. But many times you can be working in the four. You are doing well with the four. But the fact that money is not there, you still tell people things are not working. I'm getting frustrated. Things are not working. Meanwhile, he's doing the four well that brings the last one. A lot of us have been having money come. Your major problem is how to manage it. I want to show you four things to do with money. And then we pray. But believe me, you need money. Say amen. Money is so powerful that that's the only thing God plays side by side with himself. You cannot serve God and serve. Four things to do with money. Let me even give us the scripture first. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food. So he ministers seed and he ministers bread, and then multiply your seed sown. Pay attention to seed, to bread, seed sown, that eventually brings multiplication, and then increase the fruit of what? Your righteousness. Four things to do with money when it comes. Number one, spend part of it. It's very important. Spend part of it. You will always have to spend part of it because you have to eat. I understand. You have to pay rent. You have to buy clothes and all of that. Except that when doing that, do it with discretion. There are people who just foolishly buy things. I mean, carelessly. Carelessly. Even things they won't need. You just finish eating rice now. You are so fed. Then you see someone passing with snacks. Come. Then you buy and keep for later. Now you are about to take the snack and you still mix garri and you are. I mean, you just waste things unnecessarily. Unnecessarily. That nothing passes your area without you patronizing. Or let's say your store, your shop, nothing passes. Somebody is marketing yogurt. You say, long time. Come. You buy. Then the next person is passing and with what again now? Huh? I didn't hear. Whatever it is. But you are just there consuming. It's wrong. We buy unnecessary things, even clothes you are not going to need. Some of you right now have clothes in your box you've not worn for 2-3 months. You know you are the one I'm talking to. All piled up there. And you are still buying more. It's not like you are done. You are still buying more. You will buy while you are putting it. You will now see this one. You know when you're like, so I didn't have these clothes. You just keep buying. It's needless. It's needless. Spend with discretion. You are really supposed to spend part of it, but spend with discretion. You are there, say amen. You don't just see something you didn't budget for and you then go for it. Let's assume in this meeting now you just see someone wearing a nice top. You are like, this is your top, it's nice. Where did you buy it, Seth? The person that sold it for me is in family worship. One girl used to supply clothes. Where is she? She's in this service. You mean this service? Sure, when we close, let me see her. And unplanned, that's how you go and order for three. Many of us do that. Unnecessary spending. But that you are supposed to spend part of it. And that's what it means by eat. He has given you bread. Eat. Number two thing you do with money, save part of it. Save part of it. Don't eat everything. Save part of it. Every time you save money, it's for two reasons. Number one, for opportunities that might come. Right? And then for future circumstances or unforeseen circumstances that might come. That's why you save money. Somebody is giving out something for a very meager amount. Opportunity comes for you and you can just get it. Because something was saved. Very, very important. A lot of people have missed opportunities because there was no money saved. Somebody was just giving out something, give away price. You only stood there and beat your tongue because there was no money. Have you beat your finger? So there must be money saved. Save part of it. Save part of it. Very important. For opportunities that will come and then for circumstances that might also come. Number three, invest part of it. When you save money, it doesn't multiply. When you invest it, it multiplies. Invest part of it. You can invest it in real estate. You can invest it. Believe me, that's one of the, I spoke to School of Ministry students extensively about that. Real estate. There are lands you can buy for 500,000. In 5 years' time, you can sell them for 7 million naira. Is that it? Yes. Yes. And there are many estates around here selling land. You can even pay instrumentally. Many of you see their adverts. I mean, they are trusted. They have a track record. They are not all of these people that do gimmicks here and there. And you can pay instrumentally. And you are receiving a salary of 50,000. Before the month end, you are already in another debt. No. That's a very terrible thing. Meanwhile, you can register with one of those real estate companies and you are paying 15,000, as little as 15,000 naira every month. And in less than 2 years, you have a land in your name. Oh yes, in less than 2 years, you have a land in your name. And most times before you even finish paying, land within that estate would have appreciated. Is that true? Some of you know these things I'm saying. So the price was 450 and you were paying 15,000 naira every month. And you were to pay for 2 years. Before you finish paying, you now hear that land in that same estate now, 2 years later, is 1 million naira. Brother, that's how people rise. You don't just sit back and you are eating everything. You eat everything like that and you expect to rise. You will make it difficult for prophecies to work on you. How about using your head too? I've told you, wisdom is profitable to direct. You can't be having everything and eating it. At least I know a few people here who are really doing things like this. And it's very important, very important. Some of us have money, but you spend a lot of money in subscription. I mean, a subscription that should take people 1 month, your own is 3 days. And the moment it finishes, you resubscribe. How you get money to subscribe is still a mystery that only God can unravel. But when we now say save money, it's as difficult as parting river what? You see it? Some of you, after this meeting, you should be challenged. Go and start making. You've seen some of the adverts online. The other day, someone was telling me there is one in around Gwagwalada area. And it's just 300,000 naira. Think about that. And it's an estate. You pay instrumentally 300,000. And look at that environment. You will be very shocked. Something will just happen within 2, 3, 4 years. And that environment, you bought land for 300,000. Land will be sold here for 13 million naira. Oh yes. With a new government is coming, nobody knows what will happen next. And you will just buy something of 300,000 and wake up in 2, 3 years. a millionaire. How did it happen? I casually bought a land. I didn't even know what I was buying. Invest, brother, invest. As far as I'm concerned, if you are earning up to 40,000 upward, you are good to start buying something. You can invest that money. Part of it should be invested. Even with less than that, people still save money and do things. Is that it? Yes. Apostle, the more my money, my salary increase, the more needs around me. It will always be like that. If that's what you're going to look at, even when you are paid 500,000, you won't still do anything. Because you spend based on the information you're giving your head that you are earning. The moment they increase your salary, do you know that your needs too used to increase? Somehow your needs grows to meet up with that amount. So if you are not disciplined, you still will not do anything. You still will not do anything. Save money. Then invest money. How about investing in public transport or transport company? If not real estate, how about transport company? How about buying one tricycle and putting it on this road? How about buying a bike and giving somebody? Some of you here can buy a bike. How about buying a bike and giving someone? And they are bringing 14,000 for you every week. Think about that. Some of us want to start very big. Meanwhile, you have the little to start with. You have it. Give part of it. That's the fourth part. Give part of it. You have to give to friends. There are friends around your life that you have to give. Family members, you have to give. Parents, siblings. And of course, even for kingdom advancement, you have to give. Is a law. It also brings favor and increase. Give and it shall be given. But that when money comes, these are the four things that must happen. There are believers that don't give at all. They don't even give to families. They don't give to friends. They don't sow into anybody's life. They don't even give for kingdom advancement. They are just there. And it's very terrible to live like that. Very terrible. God expects you to have money. But that this is the wisdom that must guide what he's giving you. If these four things is not happening to the money coming to you, if one is missing, then there is a problem. There is a problem. Hallelujah. If you can do these six things we just spoke about this morning, it's even easy to talk to somebody about Jesus. Is that it? Because already you have results. You can influence your world. You can minister to people easily. Easily. Let me show you one scripture and then we pray. Be on your feet as we read the scripture and then we pray. Tell yourself, I refuse to be poor. Say it again, I refuse to be poor. It's God's desire that you make money. Psalms 35 and 27, and then we pray. The Bible said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Last part, everybody want to read. Which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Tell yourself, God has pleasure in my prosperity. Say it again, God has pleasure in my prosperity. One more time, God has pleasure in my prosperity. Therefore, I will prosper. I will do well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, can you pray in tongues? Go ahead. Pray in tongues. Jela kaparata bakasita balata. Ambrelo sofa la kaparata bakabalata. Jeke parata falada brioska. Parila da vratke. Anda la baroko soto palaka parada baba baba baba. Jekete peraka palada baba baba. Are you praying? Are you praying? Jelana marata bafalada ba. Barante la tabarata balada baradia. Yela barata bakoshoto parafilatish. Jele parata krala veko sobalatabai. Mantamba rosso balata parata baba baba baba. Shekebera la baba briando roko sobalatabai. Ambara la kaparoso baka friata baladaba. Arala mandes kaparafala to pregetila. Shekebera la baba 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 baba. Yente para kapaskope leke friata bash. Yela bara kapata. Zabila mando rosa. Ye baraka balaka parosho ko parata balada. Come on, pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Shela balada. Pray. Now you're going to pray for your mind. Say, Lord, my mind is sound. And from now, super receptive to creative ideas. Lift your voice and pray. I will receive creative ideas. I will receive creative ideas. My mind is sound. My mind is sound. My mind is sound. I refuse to be a mediocre. I refuse to be a mediocre. Is someone praying? Is someone praying? Lord, I make demand for the spirit of excellence. I refuse to be a mediocre. I make demand for the spirit of excellence. Let me be good and exceptional. Let me be competent in business, in ministry, in career. If someone pray, I refuse to remain a mediocre. I place a demand for the spirit of excellence. I place a demand for the spirit of excellence. In Jesus' mighty name, final prayer. Lord, send strategic relationships into my life. Both mentors, both kings, both royalties, captains of industries. Lord, send strategic men into my life. Send strategic men into my business. Strategic men to partner with whatever I'm doing. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Mentors, people I will learn from, grow with, profitable relationships. Jotoparaka palate capriata balash. Jean Peru la fabre lica prale kedia. Ampara la caparoco sobe leca friada. Yente leca peroco sobe leca parata baladada. Yente leca perata baladada. Yete pelaka parata baladadadada. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, there'll be no end. There are kings, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua his kingdom, there'll be no end. Two more times, there are kings. There are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua. We'll run forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. One more time, there are kings. There are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will run forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua will reign. reign forever. To his kingdom
there will be no
end, only Yeshua.
We'll reign forever.
To his kingdom
there'll be no end,
only Yeshua. Kingdom.
To his kingdom, there'll be no
just a voice is only Yeshua. Will reign forever. To his kingdom,
there'll be no
only Yeshua. Will reign forever. To his kingdom, to his kingdom, to his kingdom, to his kingdom.
Oh,
only Yeshua will reign forever. Oh, to his kingdom. One more time, only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom, to his kingdom. Lift your hands everywhere and be still. Lift your hands. I'm seeing, listen, just pay attention. Lift your hands. I'm seeing the spirit of excellence. I'm seeing two major people. Something about you and your business. The spirit of excellence is coming on you. Of course, everybody is receiving something, but for you is a major impartation. You will begin to do differently. In fact, I'm seeing that God will send people into your life that will give you an idea on how this can be done better. Lord, wherever these two persons are, let them carry this spirit. Excellence is a spirit. Carry it. Carry it. Carry it. Carry it. Please help that lady. Help her. Help her. Carry it. Carry it. Carry it. Carry it. And I'm seeing, listen, don't be distracted. Receive something. I'm seeing an anointing for wealth, an anointing to make money easily, an anointing for wealth. For this, I'm seeing about seven of you. It's an anointing. Money will begin to pass through your corridor so much. I mean, unexplainably, you will begin to see a lot of resources passing through your hands. It is a grace. It is a grace. It is a grace for wealth, for wealth, for wealth. It is him that giveth power to make wealth. It is him that giveth power to make wealth. Now, I'm seeing someone, money don't stay in your hand. It's a curse. I stand with this prophetic and apostolic grace. I break that curse now. Money comes into your hand, but you only realize when it has finished. You can't even tell what you did with it. It's a curse. That curse is attempting to keep you poor. And it's not just you. You can trace it to your entire family, even parents and uncles. I stand by this apostolic grace. I decree that the end of that limitation has come now. The end to that curse has come now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That no matter how much you learn, this is for someone now, you don't seem to understand. No matter how much you learn, you don't just seem to get it. Others can be understanding and getting it. But for you, even when it looks like you are getting it, you are getting more confused. Barantos kafletika. The Bible says he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. I speak over your mind right now. Become super productive. Super productive. Super intelligent, super receptive, in the name of the Lord Jesus. creative ideas. God will show you what to do. He will show you how to do it. He will show you who to do it with. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that brand will become a global brand. It will be on high demand. You will begin to do business with people even across this state, across this nation, in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will represent Jesus in your sphere of influence. You will represent Jesus in your sphere of influence. What you have heard tonight, beyond what you heard, may the Holy Ghost begin to brood on that information, and may He begin to teach you things that are directly related to your assignment, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, bless the name of the Lord, give Him praise, give Him praise, give Him praise. I'm seeing someone, listen, between now and June, you're going to be doing business with a foreign company. Believe it. Believe it. How they are going to reach you, how that deal is going to be signed, only God is going to explain that. But I'm seeing between now and June, you're going to be doing business with a foreign company. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let that be done, let it be sealed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Raise giant in this place, in the business world. Raise giant in this place, in the academic world. Raise giant in this place, in the business world, in the political world. Raise giant in the media world. Raise giant in art and entertainment. Raise giant in family and relationship life. Raise giant, oh God, even in religion. Men that will represent your purposes, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Now listen, you are here this morning. While everybody remains standing, you are saying, Apostle, I've heard the word of God. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus, or I want to give my heart to Jesus. I want to take my journey with Him very serious. Wherever you are, I want to pray for you. You are saying, a lot has happened, but I want to come back home. I want to really make things right. Wherever you are, take that bold step. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. It's possible this is your first time or first session in this conference. Come. Maybe you are following in the campus in Kefi, the viewing center. Dear, please come. Step forward to the altar. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Or you are following online. Take that step. Now, can you pray after me wherever you are? Maybe following online, say, Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me. Today I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord of my life. Forgive all my sins, and I receive by faith the gift of eternal life. I'm born again now, and I'm a child of God now. Thank you for saving me. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hope you are praying the prayer while you are coming. Come. Were you praying the prayer? I'll have to lead you afresh. Say amen. Now speak now. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. Today I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord of my life. I receive by faith the gift of eternal life. Thank you for saving me. Amen and amen. I pray for you, for both those following online and even in the viewing center. I declare that the name of the Lord be named upon you. Love Jesus and be established in grace. Forward ever with the Lord and backward never. Let the grip of sin and addiction be broken in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please go this way. Follow the dear lady with the placard. Dear, they're going to attend to you. God bless you. Please celebrate them.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS. You could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You can contact us on 0817-401-2939.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.